Start your day at the Tiraway, Northwest London. Friday, 19th November, 15th Kislev, Rabbi Mendy Chizik, Vahili Shorav Achamur. This week's Tiraway has been sponsored by family Wiesenfeld, Lechvod Simchas and the son of Donny Wiesenfeld and Yael Forta. Yerotzen Shivnu Bais, Nemo Bisrael, the Shem, the Silo, and should only have Simchas in the family.
Amen. Morning, Bishus. Kol HaKodesh Hazeh. It's a Shiyesh Nepoi. And those on my way to work. Just thought one of your main organizers, Dudi Itzkevitz, could almost be my PA. He sends his daughters to our school, so he knows my timetable. So he said to me today, I know you're on half term. I couldn't argue. He knows. Hanti Gaparsha Yabulisai Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim. Yaakov said Malochim. And Esau to Esau. And I hope Yabulisai B'siyat Hashmai will walk away today with a clear understanding, clearer understanding, and some nice thoughts and pearls for the Parsha. He sends them an Esau Ochiv. To Esau, his brother, out of Seir Sedei Edoim. So I share with you something I saw just literally this week. It's incredible. Ki Yodua, everyone knows already, that Binyamin had 10 sons, and he named them strange names. A boy said, can you hold in the back of your memories that Binyamin had 10 sons? Just hold that for the moment. Hold it, we'll come back to it soon. His 10 sons he had were given strange names. Lupim, Chupim, Namum, Bela, Vecha, Veche. Ronnie can do the rest for us. Roish.
Chupim Boaz.
Old.
And the Rishonim tell us, as you know, that Binyamin named them in such a way to remind himself constantly the pain of the missing brother. Chupim, I never saw his Chupa. Bella, he's swallowed up. Veche, he's my bachoy. Roish is the oldest. So I saw in the Pirish Rabbeisai, to me it was a dovah nifla, I saw literally this week. Look where Yaakov has gone to visit Esau. Artsor Seir Sedei Edoi. Esau, in a complete contrast, named his own location based on things he wanted to remember. He wanted to remember the kinah of a sinner. Now boys, remember these two words, please. Two more words to remember. Kinah and sinner. The hatred and vengeance against his brother. So he named this country Artsor Seir to remind himself, I'm furious at my brother who wore the Seirois the hairy clothes to get the brochus. And he then called his own field Sedei Edoim to remind himself of the hatred which was caused by the fact that his brother got the brochus of him by the Odin Odin. It's nice. It's nice. Goes further, Rabbeisai. He named his own son Ochi. He named his own son Ochi to remind himself, I'm furious, my brother, I don't want to forget. Says Yaakov, Hatzileni no miad. Next word. Ochi, miad Esau, Echamoyle. Binyamin names his 10 sons, which remember what 10 sons after the sorrows of Yosef. Esau names his country Seir, his field Edoim, after his brother's, he's angry with his brother. He calls his own son Ochi to remind himself of his pain. He doesn't want to calm down. Now, boys, I remember the words kin of a sinner. Let's hold that. And Yaakov sends a very strange message to Esau. Vayehili, Shoel, Vachamoel, Tsoin, Ve'ever, Ve'shivcho. All in the singular. Shoel, chamoel, an ox, a donkey. And Rashi famously says, Derech Eretz is just the natural way loyma to say al shavorim harbe shoel. In English we call it a collective noun. I'll give you a moshul to teach a little bit of English. If you tell someone you're having a haircut, just think what you just said. Quite expensive to pay that money to have one haircut. Elomai, you say the word hair, you know what you mean. Right? So too, the word Shoy Rachamoy, says Yashi, is a collective noun. Derech Eretz. Many oaks number. Shoy Rachamoy. That's Perish Rashi, that Shoy Rachamoy is a reference to many animals, except that he said it, Eloshe Yochit. In Medrash Tanchuma, and this is what I want to look at today, he says, no, Shoy Rachamoy, Shoy is Yosef. B'choy Shoy Loi Hodor Loi, when Yaakov had Yosef, he sends a message to Esau, Esau, my dear brother, Vayihili Shoy Rachamoy, and the Yeshoyim discuss what the Chamoy is. We're not going to look at that today. Mashiach ben David, Roi Chaval Chamoy, which is Socho, the Koyach HaToyga. Vayihili Shoy, have an ox. The Baraturim says, no one sort of, you know, go to Chasnas, they read out long gematrias. No one really works out if it is right or isn't right. You can basically say what you want. You're pretty safe. There is a cheating safe for Rabbosai called Gematricon, where you take the Chosna, call it any name you want, open up the page number of the Totem, and it gives you all the Memorial Chazal that you can take your pick. I was chairman several times at Chasnas in Manchester, my family, siblings. So I took, got the safer, Chosakala's name, add it up, look over the safer. One of the words that added up to was Refuah Shalem. I thought that's not a great thing to say to Chosakala. I didn't say that one. But I said, that's our safer. So the Baal Turim Rabbi Yisai, someone told me last week, at the Sharabachas, he took the Chosakala's name, the Kala's name, added it all up, and the dates with everything, the koil, and he said, it adds up to the Pasuk, Oyd Yishoma, Ba'oy Hodo, V'chutas Yushom. Stop there. I got yesterday. That's a good plan. The Gematria is Rabbi Yisai came out of his tongue. The Palaturim from the Rishonim says, Vayihili says, Lishoil, Gematria, Shenoi Lad Yosef. Forgive me, I did not work it out. Shenoi Lad Yosef. Lishoil. Poshet and Psukim, Vayihili, Shoil. The Rishonim and the Medrash already tell us, Shenoi Lad Yosef. Let's go back a little bit. How old is Yosef? Yaakov's scared of his brother, Pachad Mamash, he sends him gifts, Machlokos, 550 or 580 behemoths. I worked it out once, the value, we're talking about £500,000 roughly. Over here, we've got, giving gifts, he's scared of him. He says, don't worry, Ichav HaShoyim. So Rashi, Shvoim Harbe, Kod Medrash, and the Rishonim, this is Yosef HaTzadik. How old is Yosef? He's 6. Let's go back to last week's parasha. Yaakov turns to Roch, to Lavan, the Shre, says, Tyler Shre, Shalcheini, I want to go, El Makoimi, Ve'el Aretzi, I want to go back to my place, let me go. So, Chazal, why do you want to go? He's got Yosef. Really? This is his solution. He's facing up to Esau, and Esau with the Nilchoma and the 400 generals, no, that Yosef. Der Chagav was Mezogun, when Lavan chased after Yaakov, and Lavan had tainas on Yaakov for running away. So that's the Moedikah Sephorna that it's Kedai to know Erev Shabbos on the Visna Sephorna. Somebody came to Chaim Kanievsky, Maron Saratoga, and said, I'm very unwell, the person said. I don't want to tell my parents, I don't want to bother them, I don't want to worry them. Am I doing the right thing? To Chaim Gezogt as Sephorna was Yedetat Davisen. So Sephorna, the loved one, had a time on Yaakov in last week's parasha for running away. You didn't let me kiss my children and wish them farewell. So the Sephorna of Alatatis Brocha has tremendous koyach. Lavan had a tainer and Yaakov, you didn't let me bless my own children. Hayatochen, you ran off like that. So the Chaim to this choyla, he said, you're making a mistake. The brochos of a parent are invaluable. That we're visiting our boys on Friday night, we come over to the place of Edrash. We go home, and the brocha, the koyach of that brocha is incredible. Why say only once a week? Give the children whatever you want. A brechas ha'av. Yosef was then 6 years old. So he's running, Yaakov's running away. He comes home, and he's going back to Esau. I've got Yosef. Rashi says, in last week's parasha, Kashi Yoldo Rochel, it's Yosef, says Rashi, Sit Noi Shal Esau. Yosef is the antidote to Esau. That's the Vayihi Shoy. Also does. We said, look at the Midrashim, the Rishonim, and Abyssal Zoya. The volume Nifloim Mamash. Let's look at Klal Yisrael throughout the history through the Pesukim of the Torah. Melchemes Amalek, Parashas B'Shalach, shortest Kriyas HaTorah ever, Purim, shortest Kriyas HaTorah ever, it's the shortest. Moshe Rabbeinu went to summon help, goes to call for help. B'char Lonu Anoshim, and say Lochem Ba'Amalek. Who goes to help Moshe Rabbeinu? Yeshua. Yeshua, Migezer, Ephraim. That's Yosef. Who's the one who Moshe chooses to go and fight against Amalek? Geza Yosef. Yeshua. That's Doch from Rochelim. Get a voice that gets better. Bimei Homon. A voice that Bimei. A little Purim question now, not to answer today, but while we're in the mood, I'll throw a Purim question in with that. We mentioned Purim Shavuos HaTorah. Why is it, Rabbeinu, no answers today? Why is it on Shavuos, we first lay Megillas Rus, then Kriyas HaTorah, and on Purim it's Kriyas HaTorah, and then Megillas Esther? Question, close brackets. Second thing, Rabbeinu, Bimei Homon. Bimei Homon. Who's going to fight against Homon? Homon's doch Eliphaz Amalek Homon. We'll look at that soon. Who goes to fight them? Modcha HaTzadik. Modcha ben Yoi ben Shimi ben Kish ish Yemini from Shem ben Yomim. Back to the same family. Back to Rochel Meinu again. Who does Shmuel Hanavi ask to fight Amalek? In Shmuel Aleph? Sholam. Oh, very good. Sholam Melech. Shol is same family. Ben Yomim. So we're fighting Esau, handing the parasha of Ahi Yishoy, as you say, it's throughout the doyos, as we see, it's Mishpachas Rochel Emenu. So, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason features three points. He says like this. Esau tied to Klal Yisrael. You're upset with me that I don't like you either. Don't like you. I'm saying to you, Yosef HaTzadik was the antidote. He said, they don't like me either. They took off my coat and threw me away. And the Chodesh Katayin on Klal Yisrael. The Shvatim were scared of Yosef as well. Lo Yistamein Yosef. So Esau says to Klal Yisrael, I don't like you. Yosef, I want to fight. So Yosef, 1 second. About me? Any better? My brothers despised me. We're gone. So be a survivor. Esau's got a taina against Klal Yisrael for the Bechoyro. He felt cheated out of the Bechoyro. He was meant to be the Bechoyro. Yaakov took it off him. So Yaakov is a pamoyim. So Yosef, 1 minute. Says Yosef HaTzadik, 1 minute. I would have been the Bechoyro. Ich lo gadav zayn the Bechoyro. Rochel Leah, the switch, the swap, I said, in the Bechoy. Bechoy, the Shoy, the Yad Oloi. When you Chodesh Katanis? Faket. When you Chachal Kei Leschem, I'll support the Shiftiko. So it means, noch weiter, noch tiefer, Rabbi Yisai.
He was a Bechoy, actually. He was firstborn of Rochel.
Yeah, okay. But he wasn't, not the real, no one else thought he was Bechoy. He ate a time as Bechoy. But he would have been the Bechoy in Al Shvotim. He wasn't, was he?
He was the Bechoy.
Not that voice, not Tifa. I mean, we're saying Tifa, which we're not just adding in, but I'm saying nothing beyond the surface of the Chumash and the Rishonim. The Timna, Hoyso Pelegesh Le'elifaz. Timna. Who was Timna? Who was a Timna? Timna came from royal family and wanted to marry and become accepted as a Geoyes. Avram did not accept her. Yitzchok did not accept her. She was angry. So she married to Eliphaz. Pelegesh to Eliphaz. And she said to her child, Amalek, I was rejected by Klal Yisrael. You've got to fight them. Timna was full of hatred, full of anger for having been rejected and not accepted. So she married Eliphaz, Pelegesh to Eliphaz, and said to her child, she inbred in him from birth, Kino v'sino to Klal Yisrael. Zodim b'nei Rochel, our mother was also rejected. Rochel was also rejected. Her father took her sister, Leil Chasunoso, pushed Rochel away, and look at Rochel. The cries of Rochel Amenu. We're starting to see an opening over here. That Esav and Yosef are the complete opposites. All the tinies Esav has, Yosef had exactly the same. Everybody knows. Yosef was a fast toyavi fast mare. That's your dua. There's a Gemara in Gittin. And the Gemara discusses people's names. And the Gemara says, if a person's got a name in city A, in another city he's got a different name, how does he write the get? But the Gemara uses an example which is a little odd. The Gemara says, he's called Yosef, and another city is called Yoichel. If you say Yosef and Joe, Fashleich, right? Why is he called Yosef and Yoichel? Why that? They're two nice Lashon Kodesh names, two names, and the Gemara's example, right, is Yosef Yoichel. Now, both sides, the Zohar Kodesh says, I'm going to show this to you now, that unser Yosef HaTzadik, and Shoigosh Neshama, came back into Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, Kiyadua, was also a very handsome man. Very. Rabbi Yochanan, as we'll soon see in a minute, he sat in the base Tzvilo for the women to walk past and see him and be inspired by his beautiful looks. That's Rabbi Yochanan. And Yosef HaTzadik, Yifei Toya, Yifei Mar. That's one. B'Zatifa, when they asked Rabbi Yochanan, are you not upset or worried or concerned of Ayin Hara? He answered, Ano Mizara de Yosef. This Yosef is not random names. Ano Mizara de Yosef Kosina. I'm from the family of Yosef. There's no Ayin Hara in our family. No Ayin Hara. Rabbi says a little bit more. Gemara Brochus, Daf Hei. Yebeliezer Cholo. Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana Elikai, Unza Tanoim, was unwell. And Rabbi Yochanan went to visit him, and he found the house was a bais ofel, dark house. What did he do? He uncovered his arm, rolled up his sleeve, and the light of Rabbi Yochanan's body filled the room. Rivka was meant to have all 12 Shavuotim. When Esav was born, Esav, Loshen Medrash, Okar Rachma. I don't know exactly what it means, but it looks like Esav injured his mother, so she couldn't carry any more children. She said, Lomo Ze Onoichi. Ze Gematria 12. She said, Lomo Ze Onoichi. Am I going to have 12? Esav Okar Rachmo, she had the Yaakov Esav. She says, Zohar Kodesh, the next person meant to have had the 12 Shvatim had Yaakov married just Rochel. But Yosef Kavein the Bechoel, Yaakov would not have had 12 Shvatim. Yosef, she says, Zohar, would have had the 12 Shvatim. But because Yaakov married Leah, and Leah wasn't so loved, and Yaakov married Rachel later, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Meshana Seder HaBria, the Torah Shvatim came from Yaakov, and Yosef didn't. Listen to an unbelievable Zohar Kodesh. Mekum Tahim Fratik Tznacht, Mekim Akind Abrocha, Yisimcha Lekim Kefraim Kvainasha. Do you know what Amkus goes into those words? We explain the Sephora in last week's parasha. Have learned Hashtali the Zataina. State in Zohar Kodesh. There's an unbelievable message in that. Picture the scene. Yosef HaTzadik brings in his sons to the heilige Bechir office, the Ish Tom Yosher Yeholim, and says, Taire Tata, heal my children. Come on, these, Mele. Bonaheim, said Yosef, Asher Nosani Elohim, Bo Ze. Base, I had two instead of Ze. These are the two that I gave up. I gave up, I was meant to have had 12. Bought Ze. These are 2 out of 12. Ich bin am Avata. Weez on the Tata. Says Yosef to his father, you've mixed up your hands. No, said his father. This is my brocha. The same way that you are a Mevata. The same manner that you, Yosef HaTzadik, Mr. Mevata. And you gave up your Shvitei Kof for 2. Born in Mitzrayim, Boze. I'm going to teach you that your children will also be a Mevata. And just as I'm sitting over here in my right hand on the hand of the younger one. Yesimcho Elekim Kefraim V'chimenashe. The same way that you are Mevata, your child your brocha is also Mevata. Yesimcho Elekim Kefraim V'chimenashe V'mevata Zan Enif HaTzveta. That's Yosef HaTzadik. That's Rocha Leminu again and again. And Esau wasn't like that. Esau called his children Seirois Edoim, his son Ochi, but the man and the kin of a sinner, and Yosef's a Mevata again and again and again. I boy said, one more chazal. Devorim Niflohim. I boy said, it's a Devorim Nistorium. We can just understand and enjoy what we're seeing on the surface. But it's far deeper than we can possibly understand. If we just said before, Rabbi Yochanan and Yosef HaTzadik came from the same family and carried the same dynasty and same Shoyash and Hashama. When Rabbi Yochanan would go to visit those in Avelus, Rabbi Yisai, what did he take out? He took out a bone. The Yavetz fetch on the Kasha, Tommy Mace. Let's leave that for now. Lots of things to discuss another ship. Yavetz is Kasha. The bone of which child? What number child was it he took out the bone of?
10.
He also lost 10. Rabbi Yochanan lost 10. And Yosef HaTzadik also lost the 10. He said, I've only got 2, Boze. So the Gemara, Yosef and Yochanan, it's not random names, because Yosef and Yochanan have the same understanding. Yosef became king at what age? At what age was Yosef, was he only to become Melech? At what age was he?
30.
Until what age? 110. How many years?
80.
Very good. Rabbi Yochanan was Yeshiva 80 years. Yosef HaTzadik, Rabbi Yisrael, Lo Shol Tebo Eina. Yosef HaTzadik, because of this koyach of being Mevata, constantly, nothing could be done to harm a Zayid. Lo Shol Tebo Eina. As Rabbi Yochanan himself said in the Gemara, he sits by the Beis Tefillah, Ano Mizara Yosef, Lo Shol Tebo Eina. Esau had this burning kin of a sinner against Yosef, against Klal Yisrael, kin of a sinner. Physical damage, spiritual damage, it's kin of a sinner which ruins. But it can never tamper with someone for Se'eraz Amavata. It can't. How was Yosef Zoichet this incredible Leshot Abba'ina? So Chazal say, Yosef HaTzadik showed the koyach of his Ayin Toiv. And Chazal gave us several instances which we knew where Yosef showed, for example, he didn't look at Eshes Potiphar. When the Benos Mitzrayim threw down all their messages, Yosef, marry me, Yosef, marry me. Benos Tzvado Alisho, Yosef's not interested. And finish listening. On a Heintiger Parsha Yaboisai, Yosef, as a 6-year-old child, stood in front of his mother. Alpiderech HaTeva, that doesn't work. I'll make it even more powerful and prove it. Alpiderech HaTeva, it will not work. Yosef 6. Okay, put that aside. Do we not remember last week's parasha? Yaakov made a deal with Lavan. I want Rochel, Bitchon, Haketan. So Lavan gives Leah. Now, hang on. You've got a problem here. There's not Rochel. Bitchon, we tick the box. It's not Rochel, it's not Ketan. Zogon Chazal. He changed Leah's name to Rochel. So we've ticked 2 out of 3 boxes. You know, the Velt says that Shaduchim can't get everything you want, yeah? And this is a little bit extreme. So he's changed Leah's name to Rochel, and it's Bitchon, or Ketan. I wish that the Rishonim say Leah was short. Ketan doesn't mean younger, she was shorter. So Leah says, listen, I gave Rochel Betratan. So Rochel's taller. Now an Aruch was taller. An Aruch was taller, and Yosef 6. And Yosef made an extreme effort to stand and block his mother from the view of Esav. Physically, it wouldn't work. But there's no way Esav could harm anyone in the family with a shoulder ba'ina. Handing Avtoyah Rabbi Isai, Avtoyah says, Beis Yaakovish, Beis Yosef Lohova, and Esav's compared to, oh, I guess it's a kash. I told you to hold on to the fact, Kino is Sino. The whole understanding of Esav is it's Kino, the Sino, and nothing else. Kino, the Sino, is marvelous, it destroys, it's clearest, it ruins, it uproots, it tears, and it burns. But it cannot touch somebody. It cannot ever, ever approach somebody when a shoulder ba'ena. Physical damage, Esav couldn't go. Yaakov, but a chashash on ein hara says Yaakov to Esav, Echzog mechnesht, vayehili shoel, I've got a Yosef. As we said at the beginning of the shir, I've not seen this name swallowed, but I think this is true. We said at the beginning of the shir, Habinyomin named his 10 sons after Yosef Tzoros. And I proved you from the Zoya and the Medroshim that Yosef was meant to have had 12 Shavuotim. He only had 2. Bona Hemash Yosef Elikim Bozer. From Efshe Abisai, those other 10 sons who were named after Yosef Tzoros could possibly Abisai have been the sons Yosef himself would have had. But Yosef was meant to have had 12. He had 2. Binyamin had 10. Loi Lechinom. And who they named after? Alts Mishpachas Yosef. When somebody shows that there's tremendous Abba V'achal, then there's no kin of a sinner cannot possibly penetrate. So Dom, the Moed Kavot on Makubul, for the Gemam Mipano, the Talia Makubul, for Gedolei Italia, the 16th century, in Shmuel Beis Perek Aleph, when David HaMelech cries the kinor over his best friend and brother Yonasan, says, Nifleisa avos choli, me avas noshim. Your love was so great for me, me avas noshim. So did the mami pano, what's this love? Says David to Yonason, we had for each other, like the love of ladies, what does it mean? So David to Yonason, we have to look where each other come from. Just like the power of the women, Rochel Valeo. Well, it could have been Tzoros to each other. Rochel could have had everything for herself and gave everything away. Me avas noshim. So David to Yonason, that's where our Mount Koyach of Vitru comes from. Our love for each other. Yonason, from Shaul, as we said, Binyamin. David is from Yehuda. Malchus Yehuda, Dosses Leo. Niflei so avos choli me avas noshim. Eventually, the Chong Abu Yisai. I mentioned the Kiddahat Banach. Yesimcha Elekim Kefayim Echmanasha. Just think a minute. Yosef said, these are my 2 children, and I gave up another 10 of the Shiftei Ko, Bozer. And Menashe sitting there with the wrong hand on his head. Nezamavata. With Azelchen Abrochus for the kinder, we say to the girls, Kesoro, Rivka, Rochel, Valea, they were also the Mavata. So I'm going to have doigus of Neflesu Avoschel Yashem. Love should be for us. And this, our Bishaka should be the Eish. Please search the hover and destroy the house of Esau.